On this Thanksgiving Day, it is a beautiful time for us to take stock of the many gifts and blessings that we've received from the Lord and all the things that we are grateful for. And so that is what I'd like to do in this homily. I think in the first place, of course, the good starting point is always to thank God for the gift of our life. Because without the blessing of our life, without the blessing of existence, well, nothing else could ever follow from that, obviously. It's interesting, too, when we even look at what goes into the makeup of a human being genetically as a combination of our mother and father, and that the result of our life is only because of the specific union between our parents at a particular time. We really can say that each of us has like won a lottery a million times over by the very fact that we exist. It really is an amazing gift, the very precious gift of life, which is the first gift that we've received from God, and the first thing, therefore, to be grateful for. I suppose, secondly, we can think of all the different blessings in our life that we naturally have an outpouring of gratitude for. Here we can be thinking about the gift of our family, our friends, the gift of our faith, the gift of Jesus in every facet of his life and gift to us, the gift of our salvation that Jesus has won for us, and of course the great gift we receive in our baptism to be made children of the family of God, to have our identity as something rooted in Christ, and to have our membership in a way in the family of God. All of these things, hopefully, we recognize as amazing blessings and gifts from God that we are called to be grateful for every day. But now moving to some things that we perhaps don't consider quite as much, which I think are also things which are important to be grateful for. And here, the third one that I'd like to outline is the gift of gratitude itself. You know, when we consider that God is perfect in every way, he has no need of our thanks, he has no need of our praise, but really the gift of a grateful heart is a gift from God himself already to us. And in that way, on this Thanksgiving Day, we're also called to be grateful for having a grateful heart, or for the gift of a grateful heart. Because again, God has no need of our thanks, he has no need of our praise, he's already perfect in every way. But the gift of gratitude is really a gift that he gives us that helps us to recognize our proper place in life, and to understand that we are his creatures and that everything we have received is a gift. And this really is a beautiful way to live life, to understand that everything I experience from my act of existence to all the things that I encounter in life, all of them are really gifts from God that I am called to be grateful for. Fourthly, we also should speak of the gift of the cross as something which we ought to be grateful for. And this, I suppose, is where we're crossing into the line of a more challenging endeavor. Because usually when we experience the cross, it's something that we more experience as something to flee or run away from, as opposed to saying we should be grateful for the gift of the cross. I suppose in particular in this time of the pandemic and all the different shutdowns and isolation that people are going through, it can be very difficult to be grateful to God for the presence of the cross in our life. But there's a few reasons why the cross in itself is really a gift from God that we ought to be grateful for. The first one is that it allows us to share and participate in the work of Jesus, that we are given the grace to be able to unite our sufferings with Christ on the cross, and therefore our sufferings, the challenges that we go through in life, can have a merit which is for the benefit of the salvation of ourselves and for others. And this is a gift to be grateful for. The second thing is that the cross, when we're not able to get our way or when we experience the limitations of our human existence, the pain of suffering, all of these things remind us of our complete dependence and reliance upon God. And this too then is a gift to be grateful for. And thirdly, the cross and challenges in our life are always very beneficial for us to be able to focus on what is most important, which is namely our pilgrimage toward God. It is the successful completion of our life to become the people that God has created us to be so that we can live with him for all eternity. And it's amazing, there is nothing like sickness, suffering, the cross, which can help us to focus in life on what is most important. Or course, when everything's going great, it's easy to get sidetracked with all of our other activities, all the things that we enjoy in life, and sometimes to our detriment, to lose focus on our priority and our relationship with God. And the cross too, then, therefore, as challenging as it can be, is something to be grateful for. I suppose in a way, when we kind of complete the list of different things that I've just mentioned, the bottom line is that we ought to be grateful to God for absolutely everything that we have received in our life. A number of years ago, there was a family which was gathered around the Thanksgiving table to celebrate dinner, and the grandmother in the family was actually already over 100 years old. And when it came time to the grace before meals, the grandmother's son asked if she would be the one to be able to say the grace. And very simply, she started with the sign of the cross, and she just said very plainly, "Thank you, God, for everything." And then she closed with the sign of the cross. I think on this Thanksgiving Day, that really is the sentiment that we want to have in our heart. Our life is a gift. Our family, our friends, the gift of faith are all gifts and blessings given to us. The gift of thanks is a gift in itself. And even the cross of Jesus that we receive in our life and the daily challenges that we undergo are all gifts from our Father, which are leading and guiding us toward our eternal salvation and eternal communion with Him, where we will experience the fullness of life and the fullness of joy. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this Thanksgiving Day, let us give thanks to God for everything. Amen.